tracers are still able to do. How long that goes on, I'm not sure. We are bringing on a new contact tracer hopefully next week. Contact tracing is difficult here in that folks have phone numbers that change frequently and addresses that change frequently. So we depend on our electronic medical record to find people. And that presents a challenge. We can't bring on a bunch of contact tracers from Madison and give them access to the medical record. So, but without that, they would not be able to function. So it's a difficult situation. We are pressed and stressed with our contact tracing, but we're holding on right now.
What are you hearing from patients, from members of the community? What are some sentiments that you're hearing feedback on?
We're hearing from many people who are very happy about what the tribe has done in terms of different emergency orders, getting information out. They feel that that's been helpful and important. We hear concerns about folks sometimes breaking quarantine. Unfortunately, a lot of that is driven by Facebook misinformation. So it's often hard to determine what's true and what's not. In general, I think our patients are observing quarantine, but it's pretty clear there's some that aren't. We have not felt it would be productive to move to a more punitive enforcement. The most important thing is that people are willing to name their contacts out of concern for their health, and when you start threatening people, they become less willing to help. So we've not moved to any kind of punitive effort when we hear these reports. We tend to hear more from the segment of the population that is really concerned about COVID, who understands what the risks are to the elders and other vulnerable people. I think a lot of the younger folks who are doing this gathering and not being as adherent, they're not calling and expressing concern about COVID.
Is there anything you want to add?
I would add that if there was a way I could find the words to tell people to take this seriously, I would do anything. We're searching for the way to motivate people at this point. If I could take them in the hospital and show them what's going on, it might be effective. I guess what I would add is that I personally just am searching for the right way to get the word to people of what the deal is on what the reality is.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time. The disinformation or misinformation is a really hard thing.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
And yeah, it's hard to, you can't control for that in totality. So.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't hear a lot about conspiracy theories and masks don't work. I don't hear that. Mm-hmm. People seem to believe it, and in certain circumstances, they're doing it all the time. When they go to the grocery store, when they go to the gas station, when they come to the clinic, they've usually got the mask on when they come. But when they're going to visit their cousin, apparently they don't. So,
yeah, it's like a different expectation depending on where you are.
Right.
I mean, I see that even in my own like personal circles, and
yeah.
We're not socialized to like have that front end conversation because it's really hard.
Right.
So if we're entering the grocery store and it's the expectation, then we're good. But you know, I've started to be a little bit more uncomfortable with people close to me to say I just can't, and it's really weird and it's like really hard.
Right. There's a fear of being judged somehow with that. That's really hard to deal with.
And that you are the, that you're then like the health police. Like my mother, for example, wants me to visit for Thanksgiving and or Christmas. And she's like, can you just not kind of go anywhere for a while and then get tested before you come? And I don't know, that just still doesn't seem...
No, that's kind of a... I think that is a theme that I'm seeing more. It's like asking, somehow if I could get tested, it'll give me permission to do something unsafe. You know, we're, a lot of employers are demanding these tests that are inappropriate. You know, why don't you just provide the safe environment for your workers to be in? Or funerals are an issue. You know, someone wants to attend a funeral of a loved one, so they want a test to come back to work. So there's just a disconnect there about why that's not the way to do it.
That seems maybe potentially really hard to convey, that testing is meant to, I don't know, I guess, you know, what is testing for? I've questioned whether I should get tested. Does that mean that someone else doesn't get a test, or, you know, it's hard to know.
Well, the state has still not reached its stated capacity of testing. So I think it's, at this point, it's fine for anybody who wants a test to, anybody who wants a test can get a test. don't put that.
Okay.
I think the state has the capacity right now to test, and I think that testing asymptomatic people is really important when the community spread is this wide. So we're going to encourage everybody to go to the National Guard.
Okay.
To try to determine the prevalence of the virus is as important as determining the cases, the incidents. So I think anyone, it crosses their mind that I'd like a test, should try to get a test right now.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
I think that's probably about it. I guess I would say that we've had a really successful push for flu shots. We did a lot of public service announcements about the importance, and we set up a drive-through flu vaccine clinic at the transit barn at the garage. So our community health nurses / contact tracers, in addition to doing contact tracing, have also been staffing a drive-through bay at the transit garage, and no appointment needed, people just coming through and getting flu vaccines. So in a typical flu season, we give about 2,500 vaccines. We gave about 700 in the first 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So we're way ahead of schedule on that. So that's been a success, and I hope will help stem any twindemic event that we could have.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, I